Shalom Aleichem Rabbo. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Gimel. We are holding by Erev Chag Hashvus, Erev Matan Torasenu. If you've been doing the daf since the beginning of the cycle, so I hope it gives you tremendous cheshek and satisfaction and self and some pride that you've been learning and preparing for Shavuos, so basically the entire year. And even if you jumped in the middle to prepare for Shavuos, you know, by doing the Daf Yomi is a tremendous chus. I know it's given me a tremendous feeling of self-worth and purpose and excitement and preparing for to accept the Torah once again. I hope it does the same for you. So we are holding here on Pei Beis Amud Beis. We had been discussing, so if you flip back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, we kind of left the realm of Hilchos Shabbos, and we're talking about whether Avodah Zarah is Metame. How Chazal were metaking this Takana de Rabbanan that Avodah Zarah is Metame. How is it Metame? Is it Tame like a Nida, which, again, we have different understandings, or is it Tame like a Sheret? So Rabbi Akiva says it's Tame like a Nida. We had a Braisa on the top of Amud Beis that's it's really the Rabbanan hold it's like a Sheret. And Rabba, and now we're going to see Rabbi Elazar, have different understandings of what that means. Rabba says the machlokes is, let's just give a background a little bit. A sheretz is metame if you touch it. Okay? A step above that is a nida, which is metame if you touch, or metame if you carry it. And then there's something that Rabba introduced, something called Evan Mesama, which is basically the princess and the pea. Let's say Anita would sit on top of 10 mattresses, so all of them will be Tame. And Rabba said the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is about this Evan Mesama, that whether we compare Avodah Zarah to Nida to the point where it will be Metame Evan Mesama, and the Rabbanan will say it's not. It will not be Metame Evan Mesama. Okay, that's when, that's the language of kenida or kesheretz. Meaning the machlokes is when Avodah Zarah is metame like nida or metame like sheretz, Rabba says it means with respects to Evan Masama. And Rabbi Elazar, which we have now, 8 lines up in the beginning of the line, Rabbi Elazar is going to say differently. Rabbi Elazar Amar be'Evan Mesama kule amel lo pligi de lo metama. Rabbi Elazar says no. The machlokes is not by Evan Mesama. Both Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan hold that an Avodah Zarah is not going to be metame if you put it on top of 10 mattresses. It's not metame everything underneath it. Ki pligi b'masa. The machlokes is by carrying it. Rabbi Akiva Savar Kenida. Rabbi Akiva Savar that Avodah Zarah is like a Nida. Ma Nida Metame Vamasa. Af Avodah Zarah Metame Vamasa. Just like Nida is Metame if you carry it. Again, we had the funny image of like Aladdin or Jasmine. Like if you can imagine some people carrying a Nida, but even without touching it. So then it is going to be Metame, everything underneath. So too Avodah Zarah. Rabbanan Savri, but the Rabbanan say, no, Kesheretz, it's just like really a creepy crawly. Ma Sheretz lo metame b'masa, Avodah Zarah lo metame b'masa. Just like a dead, creepy crawly item, animal, I guess is a better word. Just like a Sheretz is metame only if you touch it, so too Avodah Zarah is only metame if you touch it. Much more straightforward, that's what Rabbi Elazar says. So according to that sheet, according to Rabbi Elazar, V'Rabbi Akiva l'may hilchasa it kishla sheretz, where we had brought two psukim that compared Avodah Zarah, one pasuk compares Avodah Zarah to Nida, one compares it to a sheretz. So you can't deny that the Avodah Zarah is compared to a sheretz, even if you're telling me that according to Rabbi Akiva it's metame b'masa if you carry it. Therefore, why l'may hilchasa it kishla sheretz? Why is Avodah Zarah connected to sheretz? Lemashamshin, just for the items that kind of help serve, quote unquote, the Avodah Zarah. Lemashamshel, I guess the word is. I have a little shmajik there. Okay. V'Rabbanan l'may hilchasa it's kishla nida. So the Rabbanan who say that Avodah Zarah is not metame b'masa, so therefore why is an Avodah Zarah tame like a nida compared to a nida? So he says ma nida ain't a leivarim af Avodah Zarah ain't a leivarim. Just like we had before that we had the halacha that if Rachman al-Tzlan a nida loses a limb, so God forbid, so the limb is no longer metame. So too if you break off an arm of an idol, so too that severed arm is not metame any longer. Rabbi Akiva, l'may hilchasa itkish l'nida. Okay, period. Okay. Pei Gimel Menaf. Now, a different question. V'Rabbi Akiva, Lamai Hilchasa Itkish LeNida. So now, Gana Rabbi Akiva, which said that we compare an Avodah Zarah to Nida, to tell me that it carried Lamasa, right? That if you carry it, you are Metame. So Gemara said, Lok Shalala Nevela. Why didn't the Torah compare it to a Nevela? A Nevela is an animal that drops dead, it does not have proper Shechita. So certain animals have Tumas Nevela, and it also is going to be metame somebody who carries it, even if they don't touch it. If you carry a piece of that dead animal on a plate, so you are going to be tame. It is not be'evin mesama. It's not going to be metame if you put it on top of like 10 mattresses. It's not going to get all of them. So that is exactly the case of anita. So why didn't the Torah connect avodah zarah to nevela? Be much more simple. So Gemara says enecharami. You're right. That would have been better. Elama nida. What else do we learn from the connection to nida? Elama nida ina leivarim af avodah zarah ina leivarim. But he wanted to choose to compare avodah zarah to nida to teach us also this same halacha that the Chachamim said a second ago, that just like a nida, if it loses a limb, God forbid, it is no longer matame. So too avodah zarah, there's no tuma if you chop off an arm of an avodah zarah. Ela had the bay Rabbi Chama bar Guria. Well, one second, hold on. We had a question, which we're going to quote later today, on the Amud Beis of Ardaf, that Rav Chama bar Guria asked, Avodah Zarah Yeshna Le'Evarim or Ina Le'Evarim, right? He wanted to know, does the Tumah of Avodah Zarah apply if you chop off a limb of the Avodah Zarah? So he asked that question, Shetif Sholei Meha. You should have answered it from this, being the Rabbanim, being the Rabbi Akiva, whether, right, regardless of whoever Shita you're going to, right, Rabbi Akiva just said that we connect Avodah Zarah to Nida because of it. We learn that there's no Tumah Seivarim, and so too, by the Chachamim, that was the original thing that we learned by connecting Avodah Zarah to Nida, that there's no Tumah if you chop off a limb. So why didn't Rabbi Chama bar Guria just answer from this, that De'ino Leivarim, that there is no Tumah if you chop off a limb of an Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara answers, yeah, Rabbi Chama bar Guria, Kerabah Masni, Uboi Leila. Alibi the Rabbi Akiva. If you remember yesterday, Rabbah had said that the machlokes is whether it is tumas heset, not tumas heset, whether avodah zarah is tumah metame of evan mesama, and we had a whole back and forth. What is Rabbi Akiva? What did the chachamim do? How do they connect? Why therefore do the chachamim connect avodah zarah to nida? So they said, For carrying, and also to teach me that there is no such thing as Eivarim for Avodah Zarah. So according to Rabbi Akiva, however, in Rabbah's Shita of what the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is, Rabbi Akiva did not answer that, did not have any definitive answer as to whether a Nida is Metame for Eivarim. Step back. Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbah's Shita, was the only one who did not answer whether an Avodah Zarah is Metame for Be'evarim or not. That if we chop off a limb of an Avodah Zarah, whether it's Tame. In Rabbi Akiva's Shita, according to Rabbi Elazar, in the Chachamim Shita, according to Rabbi Elazar, and in the Chachamim Shita, according to Rabbah, all of them had learned out through the Hekesh between Avodah Zarah and Nida that if you chop off a limb of an Avodah Zarah, it is not Mekabel Tama. But Rabbi Akiva's Shita, according to Rabbah, who says that Nida is compared to Avodah Zarah, to include it in Evin Mesama, so we did not learn what the halacha is in terms of if you chop off a limb of an Avodah Zarah, is it Metame or not? That was Rav Chama bar Guria's question. According to Rabbi Akiva, within Rabbah, is a limb of an Avodah Zarah going to be Metame or not? Okay, fine. Now, again, according to Rabbah, the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is whether an Avodah Zarah is Metame Evin Mesama. According to Rabbi Elazar, the machlokas is whether Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa, by carrying it. So Gemara is going to ask some questions, trying to figure out what's the proper version of the machlokas. Meisri, I'll ask you a question on Rabbah. Avodah Zarah kisheretz. Avodah Zarah is like a sheretz. Umisham she'a kisheretz. And so too, the items that service it, you use in the Avodah Zarah in the service, it's also metame like a sheretz, i.e. by touching. Rabbi Kiva, or Rabbi Kiva says Avodah Zarah can nida, that Avodah Zarah is like nida, and the things that serve, the items that help you serve the Avodah Zarah, that's like a sheretz. So the Gemara says, meaning, seemingly implying that Avodah Zarah will be metame b'masa, and Meshamsheh is going to be metame b'negia, by touching, by maga. Bishlama, so I understand, according to Rabbi Elazar Nicha, this all works out, because what's the difference between Rabbi Kiva when he says kenida versus kesheretz? It means kemasa versus kemaga, the carrying versus touching. That's exactly the machlokas. That's what Rabbi Elazar said the machlokas was, whether you apply Avodah Zarah, carrying Avodah Zarah, carrying Tumah to Avodah Zarah. El Rabbah, but according to Rabbah, that's Akasha, because according to Rabbah, everybody agrees that Avodah Zarah can transmit Tumah b'masa by carrying it. So Rabbah says, no, is that any better? Is this price any better than the Mishnah? All right, well, the Mishnah we quoted yesterday, the Katani, Eitzah, Ve'avana, Ve'afarav, Metamin Kesheretz, that if you have a wall that you share with a base of Avodah Zarah and it falls down, so the trees and the stones and the dirt that belong to that wall, so that's metame like a sheretz. Vil kimna, how do we explain that Mishnah yesterday? My kesheretz, it's all metame. It said it was, what does sheretz mean here? It means that it's not metame, even mesama, but it is metame if you carry it or if you touch it. So too, in this Mishnah, it's referring to delo metame be'even mesama. When you say that we compare Avodah Zarah to sheretz, that just means it's not metame even mesama, and that is Rabba's shita. That's how you can explain the machlokas, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. Meisve, hold on, I'll ask you a question. Another question. Nachri v'nachris v'avodah zarah u'mishamshah. A nachri, meaning a non-Jew, an Ovid avodah zarah. One second. Hold on. Right. Nachri is someone who worships avodah zarah. A nachris is a female who worships avodah zarah. The avodah zarah itself and mishamshah, and the items that actually, what's it called? That serve the Avodah Zarah. Hain velo hesetan. They, but not what is carried. What does that mean? So, there's a gzera, and Rashi points out later, that there used to be, Chazal were met gozer, tuma on ov the Avodah Zarah, from boys from age 9, and from girls from age 3, so that Jews would not end up mingling with them. To try, and again, same idea with Yayinakum and Pasakum and whatever it is, to try and make sure that they wouldn't mingle with them. So the idolaters themselves are Tomei. So when the Mishnah says, read the Avodah Zarahs, and the items they use to service the Avodah Zarah. So Hain, they are Tomei, okay? Velohe Satan, but they are not. They do not. Hesetan is another way of saying. Usually, Tumas Hesus is sitting on something, but here it means carrying something. That the Rashi says over here. Where's that Rashi? Right. Hivelo Hesetan velo masa'a, by carrying it. She'ena matame b'masa, meaning it's not matame masa. These items are matame if you touch them, but they're not matame if they are carried. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Hein ve'aseitan, that they are tame, and they're tame if you carry them. So meaning if you touch them, or if you carry them. So Bishlam, Rabbi Elazar, Nicha. So that works out great according to Rabbi Elazar, because he says the machlokas between the Rabbana and Rabbi Akiva is whether you carry these things, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, carrying them will make them tame, and according to the Rabbanan, carrying them will not make you tame. El Rabba, but according to Rabba, who says the machlokas is by Evan Masama, but everybody agrees that carrying them is tame, will make you tame, the Avodah Zarah will make you tame. So Kasha, that doesn't work out at all, because the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan said here, Hein Veloa Seitan, that they will not make you tame if you carry them. So Amalecha Rabba, according to Rabba, he said to you, Le Tamech, according to that logic, Nachri V'Nachris Nami. What do you mean? And the idolaters themselves, Nami Hein Veloa Seitan, they are also tame if you touch them, but not if you carry them. V'atani V'lindan Abrai said that that's not true. Davel Bnei Yisrael, the pasuk says Bnei Yisrael matamin beziva ve'in nachri matamin beziva. Right, Bnei Yisrael, that pasuk Davel Bnei Yisrael, etc. That only tumas ziva, being a zav, is only shayach if you're a Jew. Avagazru alehen, but Rabbanu were gozer on the over the avodah zarah, shiyukas zavim, that they should be like zavim, i.e. that you know that they also zav is will be. My kids just got excited. I don't know if you can hear, but that's our ice cream man, the that little niggun. Right, so different. The Carvel man has a little bit different niggun, but yeah, you guys can do it. Yeah, okay, fine. Sorry. So anyway, azov is metame if it is carried or if it's touched. So this price here says clearly that over the avodah zarah are metame b'masa. So what do you mean that they are metame if you touch them, but if you not if you carry them? Right, they're like a zov l'chol divrayim. Elo rabba mataris metame and Rabbi Elazar will mataris metame. Rather, this price needs to have some words added to it, and Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar will add words, different words, depending on their sheet that's trying to explain what's going on. Rabba mataris metame. Rabba will explain to you according to his reasoning, because nachri v'nachris hein v'esetan, both the idolaters will be metame, both if you touch them and if you carry them. Ve'vim mesamish alehem. And if they're doing Evan Masama and Princess on the Pea type of Toma. Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah, he ve'seita, that it will become Tome if you touch it and if you carry it, Avalo Evan Masama Shalah, but not Evan Masama. That, again, that's what Rabba holds as the Rabbanan Shita. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, Omer, Avodah Zarah, he ve'seita, Evan Masama Shalah, right, all across the board, the Avodah Zarah is Tome even through Evan Masama. That's exactly how Rabba explained Machlokas. Rabbi Elazar Matar Zatameh. Rabbi Elazar would explain according to his own logic. Nochri v'nochris, for the idolaters themselves, Hein ve'esetan, ve'evim mesama shalahem. They are tamei like a zav. If you touch them, if you carry them, if you do evim mesama. But Avodah Zarah, but for the Avodah Zarah, he v'lo eseta. That is only if you touch it, not if you carry it. That's the Rabbanan Shita according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Avodah Zarah, he v'eseta. That no, Rabbi Akiva will hold that even if you carry the Avodah Zarah, then it will become Tame. Okay. Maskifla, Ravashi. Ravashi said, one second, you guys are all misinterpreting the Braisa because you're missing a word. We talked about the Nachri and the Anachris and the Avodah Zarah Umisham Shel. So, what is my Hain? What do you mean, they? Right? Obviously, they are Tame. Right? Obviously, they are Tame. All these things are Tame. Right, what do you need to say they and that what they carry? Or they, but not what they carry? I mean, we know that they're tame. Right? Obviously, if they're carried, right, they also themselves generate tumma if you touch them. It's very strange for you to tell me that hain, that they are tame. It's Alam Ravashi. So Ravashi said, he explains the price completely different. Hachi Amar. Hachi Amar, this is what the price means. Nachri v'nachris, and the idolaters themselves, bein hein shesito es achirim, u'bein achirim shesito osan. That, I guess not completely different, but okay, either way. Then they will generate tuma, whether if they carried someone else, or if someone else carried them. Then tmei, then they'll be tame, the other people will be tame. Avodah Zarah, what about the Avodah Zarah? Shesita achirim, if Avodah Zarah carries other people, so then tahorim, then it's tahor. Achirim shesita osa, but if other people carry the Avodah Zarah, then tameim, then they are tame. How can an Avodah Zarah carry somebody? This is not a trick question, the Gemara will ask that, right? Obviously, Avodah Zarah is not real. Anyway, Vaidur the Braisa, Misham Sheha, right? The items that are involved in the service of the Avodah Zarah, Bein Hein Shesito Zacharim, Bein Achim Shesito Osam, whether they carried others or others carried them, Tahorim, then there is no Tumas Hesed by the Misham Sheha, by the service items. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Nachri v'Nachris, Avodah Zarah, both the idolaters and the Avodah Zarah itself, Bein Hein Shesita Nesacherim, Bein Achim Shesita Osam, Tameim, whether they're carried by others or other people carry them, or they carry other people, so then they are Tameh, Misham Shea, and the service items, Bein Hein Shesita Achim, Bein Achim Shesita Osam, Tahorim, and regardless, there is no Tumas Masa by the Misham Shea. So the Gemara says, one second, Avodah Zarah. Talking about in terms of the Avodah Zarah items themselves, the Pesel. Bishlam Acherim Shesito Osa. If you're telling me, well, I understand, it makes sense, the other people that carried it, so Mishkachaslo, that's, okay, you can carry it, Avodah Zarah. Elehi Shesitas Acherim Hegim Mishkachaslo. Where do you find a case where there's an Avodah Zarah when he's walking down the street carrying somebody on the shoulder? There's no Avodah Zarah that's going to be able to carry anything. How does that work? So Amara Rami Breda Rav Yeva, he said, Kiditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Hazov Bekaf Moznayim. Very interesting. If you have a Zov in a scale, right, you have a scale, you have two, let's say, pans, one on each side, you have two plates, whatever you call it, that right, an actual scale that, you know, you tip one on the other, put some stones, put some money on one side, put some, I don't know, items on the other. So if you have a big enough scale to carry a Zov, yeah, and you have the Ochlu Mashkim Kafshnia, so, and you have food and drink on the other side, so Kara Hazov, if the Zov is the one that's heavier, that's weighing down the scale, so then Tamei, and then they're Tamei. Karuhain, but if the food is the heavier side, and they're carrying the Zov, so then Tahorin, then they're Tahor. That is how a Zov, or an Avodah Zarah, for example, can carry other items. That if you put, let's say, a bunch of food in one side of the scale, and then you put a pestle on the other side, if the pestle is heavier, so then it's technically kind of sort of supporting the other items on the other side of the scale. So therefore, that's what's going on in that brisa. Okay. Kaman Ozlaha Detanya. Who is the Mandamar, who this brisa is like? Call out Tameos Hamesitos Taharos. All of the things that make people tame. So if they do Tumas Heses, yeah, if they carry, if they carry something else, so then Taharos, the other items are Tahar, Chutz Meisito Shozov, except for a Zov, right? He is the one who will be Metame someone with Tumas Heses. Shalom Atzimu L'Chaver B'Chol Torah Kula. You haven't found any comparable Chaver, literally means a friend, but you don't find a comparable Tuma to Zov in all the other Torah, because a Zov, or someone who has an emission, has this Tumas Heses possibility with the whole scale situation. So Gemara says, Lema le the loka Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it's not like Rabbi Akiva. Dik Rabbi Akiva, ikanam Avodah Zarah. Well, maybe this is not like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva, as we just got through saying, that according to Rav Ashi, so Rabbi Akiva will hold that Avodah Zarah is like a Zav, and if you put a pesel and a scale, it will be Matame, the other items. So if you tell me that only a Zav will do that, so maybe it's not like Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara says, I feel the tame Rabbi Akiva. You can even say that this price is like Rabbi Akiva because Tana Zav hold the Damila. And when it says Zav in the price, that means anything that's similar to a Zav, i.e. Avodah Zarah as well. It is difficult, the Lashon of Shalom Atzinu Chaver B'chol Torah Kula, right? Zav doesn't have a friend all throughout the Torah, but that could be that, you know, yeah, okay, there's no comparable to Midaraisa, but Midarabanan and Avodah Zarah, again, this is the Tumah we're talking about, is a Midarabanan. Could be that the pshat is that would be included as well, and that's what the Gemara says. Okay. Now, finally, to the question we've mentioned a couple of times before. Boy Rav Chama Bar Guria. Rav Chama Bar Guria asked, Avodah Zarah yeshna le'ivarim o eina le'ivarim? If you chop off a limb of an Avodah Zarah, so sorry that you should lose a limb, the Avodah Zarah, does the limb stay, does it continue to transmit tumah or not? Where a regular person is able to put the arm back on. I mean, you didn't chop it off, it just a screw fell out. And, you know, you could easily screw the arm back on, or whatever. So, lo tibay lecha. Right? You don't need to ask that question. Because, pashut, obviously, it's going to be considered part of the Avodah Zarah. The command, the mechaber is dami, because it's considered as if it's connected. Ki diboy lecha, the question only is, heicha de ein hedyot yachal la'achzira, where a hedyot is not able to put it back on, right? Some fancy, you need a craftsman to reaffix the item, the piece of Avodah Zarah. So the mai, so therefore, what's the halacha? Keva de ein hedyot yachal la'achzira, command de mitavra dami, since a regular person can't put it back together, maybe it's like it's broken. Odilma ho lo machzira. Or maybe not. Maybe since low mixer, it's not really lacking anything. It's not like what's it called? It's still an Avodah Zarah, meaning you could still worship it with, you know, let's say it lost an ear, right? Okay, it's an example of an arm or half its body. Let's say it lost a little piece. So since it wasn't it's not any less than it was before, right? Again, you could still, you could still worship it. I don't know. I would have imagined that the quote unquote halachas of Avodah Zarah would have said that you have to worship a full Avodah Zarah. But okay, but maybe not. Maybe the Gemara seems here to imply that not, that if it lost an arm or an ear or whatever it was, so you could still worship it. So the Gemara says, "Aviikad the bayalacha alahakisa." Some people say, "No, that the question is the other way." Heicha del ein hedyot yochalak zira. If a hedyot is not able to put it back, so loti bayalacha. Right, and you don't even need to ask the question. Come out to come out to the metaver dami. That's for sure it's broken. Right, kiti bayalacha. The only question is heicha the hedyot yochalak zira. That if a regular person can, you know, put the screw back in. So my, in that case, what's the din? Came with the head yochalak zira command de mechabra dummy. Maybe since a regular person can put it back together, it's considered as if it's, you know, still connected or still put together. Or dilma, or maybe a hashdamia keshalfa visharia. Or maybe now since it's literally pulled apart, right? It's literally not together. Maybe it should be mutter. That goes together. Keshalfa visharia. That it's literally. It's destroyed, it's apart, it's in different pieces, so that maybe it would not be, the limb would not make give any tuma. Teku, so that's a question that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to have to resolve for us. And again, we pointed out that this is only a shaila within Rabba's opinion of Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Okay, fine. Right, Leil Shavuos is coming up, it's good to chazer these perhaps difficult blah. Boy, Rav, I had a Rebbe once who mentioned, just Agav, that Gemara is not necessarily difficult. Some dapim are, but few. We think that Gemara is very difficult. But very often, the difficulty is simply that we've never heard of the concepts. Well, when you learn Tomentara, when you learn stuff like that, so, you know, maybe Hilchos Nida, or maybe Hilchos Tomen. Certainly, the Tomentara later in Shas. So we just haven't heard of the concepts. So once you get a hold of the concepts, so then it becomes much easier. That it's not necessarily. All that difficult? Okay, you could disagree with that, but I had a Rebbe, he was trying to give us chizuk to try and, put some more effort into learning the Amudim, even if, it seemed difficult. I guess that was, I forget which blot he was talking about, but that was just alright, anyway, Viter. Boy Rav Ach Devoy Bar Ami. Rav Devoy Bar Ami asked the question, Avodah Zarah Pechusa Mikazayis Maru. Let's say you have an Avodah Zarah that's less than a Kazayis. Interesting. Is that Mekabel Tumah? Is it Mekabel Tumah, or is it actually considered... Right, Rashi says, V'hi Shlema. The Gemara will ask exactly in terms of what halacha. Yeah, okay. So, Mahu, what is the din? So, Maskev L'Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef said, Lamai. What do you mean? What is the din for what? Ilei Malinyan Yisura. If you tell me whether it's usur or not... Right, maybe it's Asur Bahana or Asur to consider it. Right, Rashi says Lenin Isra Isur Bahana, meaning is it if it's considered an Avodah Zarah or not, right, and therefore it's Asur Bahana. Lo Yehe Elizvuv Baal Akron, right, it should be just like the fly in Baal Akron. Baal is the name of the name, it's as an Avodah Zarah, right, like Baal Peor was the Avodah Zarah of Peor. So Baal Akron. Is the Avodah Zarah of Ekron, so it was a fly. It was actually a fly. The Tanya Lekalin Dara Brisa Vayesimu Baal Bris Lelukim Zezvuv Baal Ekron. That is when what's it called? When Yoshio. Oh, I was terrible. Then I always get them confused. Yoshio the Melech. Yoshio the Melech was destroying all of the Avodah Zarahs. So the pasuk there says that. Hold on. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's not the context. I forgot. Okay, the nether. Something to look on my little Shavuos. But either way, it's talking about this. That this Avodah Zarah, Baal Bris Leluhim, it's talking about the Am Yisrael that used this. This Avodah Zarah, Zezvuv, the Gemara says, Baal Akron. That was. That's literally this Avodah Zarah, this fly. Malamit shekol echav yechad asa demus yiraso. Everybody would make an image of yiraso, the thing they were afraid of, i.e., their god, lowercase g. Umanicha betoch kiso, and they would put this fly, this little miniature sculpture of a fly, in their pocket, betoch kiso, in their pocket. Kemet shezochra, when they would remember it, or I guess something would remind them of their Avodah Zarah, motzio mitoch kiso mechabko menashka, they would take it out and start kissing it and hugging it. And so you see that this little tiny fly, less than a kazayis, so that certainly is, is a Avodah Zarah and it's usher. So that can't be the question. So Gemara says Elo Lenyan Tuma. The question is: does it transmit Tuma? My, what's the halacha? Kevin the Ishkish the Sheretz, since it's connected to a Sheretz. Right, we said Avodah Zarah is certainly connected to a sheretz. The question is just how it's metame, right? That's lachogis, the lachamim, and Rabbi Kiva. But no one can deny that the Avodah Zarah is compared to a sheretz. So maybe my sheretz can be kadasha, af Avodah Zarah and nami kadasha. Maybe that's just like the tumah of a sheretz, the minimum shear of a sheretz, of a dead, creepy, crawly animal. It has to be at least the size of an adasha, which is a lentil, which is less than a kazayis. So to Avodah Zarah. Oh, Dilma, or maybe, ha'it kishla mace, since it's Avodah Zarah is compared to a mace, ma mace because I have Avodah Zarah because of the just like a mace is going to transmit tumma only if it's a kazayas or more, maybe so too an Avodah Zarah, the minimum shear is an Avodah Zarah, is a kazayas to transmit tumma. So I'm going to have Avya, Vitema, Rabba, Bar Ula, Toshima. Let's bring a proof. The Tani will end in a brisa, Avodah Zarah, Pachusa, mi kazayas, ein ba tumma kol ikar. Pretty straightforward. And an Avodah Zarah, that's less than a kazayas, does not transmit tumma. Shinemar, this is the pasuk by Yoshio. Sorry. I'm not sure what the context is of the pasuk earlier. This is Malachim and that was Shoftim. I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, I have to look it up. But either way, the pasuk over here, Vayishleich hazafara el kever b'nei ha'am, right, by Yoshio, ground up all of the, what's it called? All of the Avodah Zarah, and he spread it on the graves of the people. So Gemara says, right, ma mace b'kazayis, have Avodah Zarah b'kazayis. Right, you see that he spread the Avodah Zarah on the kvarim of the mesim, so that seems to imply that Avodah Zarah is also, if it's only mitame, if it's kazayis or more. Okay, fine. Now, just to go back to, again, we had that machlokas, Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Elazar, the machlokas is whether they're mitame b'masa, whether Avodah Zarah is tame if you carry it, according to Rabbi Elazar. According to Rechachamim, it's not mitame b'masa, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it is. For Rabbanan and Mahilokas, it's kishla sheret. So the Gemara goes back and asks what it hadn't mentioned before, that according to the Rabbanan, if you're telling me that Avodah Zarah is not metame b'masa, so why is it connected to a sheretz? To lo metame b'masa, to teach me that it's not metame if you carry it. Lenida, why is it connected to, compared to a nida? De'ina le'evarin, that it's not compared, it's right, not metame if you chop a limb off of the Avodah Zarah. Lemes, so therefore, why is it compared to a mace? To lo metame bekadosha, that it's not metame if it's less than a kazayis, i.e., it's not metame if the shear is bekadosha, the size of a lentil. You might have thought, since it's connected to a sheretz, it should be metame bekadosha. So therefore, Avodah Zarah is hukash le mace, to teach me that the minimum shear is a kazayis. So the Gemara says like this: Ema lechumra. One second. Why don't you say that you could have learned this, all these hekeshim, to be machmir, right? These are all seemingly mekil limudim. So why didn't you learn, right? Why don't you learn them lechumra? L'may hilkasa it akshera machmana l'sheretz. Why would you compare Avodah Zarah to the sheretz and tamei bekadosha, to make it tamei, even if it was the size of a lentil, which is less than a kazayis? Why is it compared l'nida l'tmoi be'evim b'masama, to say that Avodah Zarah is metamei be'evim b'masama, the princess and the pea? Actually, Rachman al-Mace is compared to a mace that's more about Ohel, to make Avodah Zarah metame be Ohel, just like a mace. Again, if you put it right, we mentioned before, if you put a mace is in a room, so it's metame everything in the room, or even if it has an Ohel spread out over it, etc., etc. So why don't you say the same thing about Avodah Zarah? Because it's connected to a mace. So Gemara says, meaning you could have learned all those drushas to be much more l'chumra. Why'd you seemingly learn those drushas, the kula? So tumas Avodah Zarah derabanan he, right? Because the tumah of Avodah Zarah, which we pointed out before, is already ismi derabanan, the kula of l'chumra, and if you have an option, whether to be l'kula or l'chumra, l'kula makshinan, l'chumra, lo makshinan. We go l'kula, and we don't go l'chumra. Okay, shkoyach for Bosa, we're going to stop here. Tomorrow's daf, right? Obviously, we're about to experience in Chutz Laaretz a 2-day Yontif, or in Eretz Yisrael 2 days, but Shabbos, but Yontif and then Shabbos. So we will be ahead of Parsha, but that's not relevant to here. Anyway, in terms of recording a shiur, so I don't think I'm going to record 2 shiurim back to back on Motzei Shabbos. Instead, I'll give you not homework, Chas v'Shalom, but we'll say maybe you should learn daf Pei Dalid in Leil Shavuos, or over the course of Shavuos. And then blina, that's Shavuos' daf, tomorrow's daf, and then for Shabbos' daf, which is Pei Hei, so then I will blina the record on a Motzei Shabbos, do daf Pei Hei. So just in terms of where I'm going to start, I'll start from the Mishnah on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, and then go through Pei Hei for the daf Yomi on Shabbos. So in terms of what you should do, so Mitzvah Shem, you know, learn on Leil Shavuos if you can, or over Shavuos, the Mishnah from here, until the Mishnah on Pei Dalet of the Beis, and then we'll go weiter, and I'll record a shiur on Matzah Shabbos, and we'll continue our trek through the Halig of Maseches Shabbos. Okay, Rabosei, have an amazing Yom Tov, have a wonderful, wonderful Kabbalah Zatara. For those in Eretz Yisrael, have a great Shabbos. And I guess it's also Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz. Chas Hashalom. And we will go vayter with Hashem after the Yom Tov.